Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. My name is Malika Pryor-Martin, and I am standing in for your regular host and director at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, Amanda Coulson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also go to the app or Play Store and download TuneIn Radio to listen to us. As hopefully you know already, but if you're just tuning in with us, we have two amazing artists and guests in the house tonight. Mr. Stephen Schmidt and Mr. Jace McKinney.
Hey.
Yeah, so during the break, we were having a conversation about the fact that A ups the level of energy and turned upness in all situations. So you may just randomly and occasionally hear me shout out A. So we were talking about what it's like to be coming to come home and how home sometimes it feels and maybe sometimes it doesn't. Do you feel like code switchers a bit? Like, I'm from the state, so and I think there's, like, at NPR, a whole series about code switching in all sorts of levels. Do you feel a bit like a code switcher when you move into those spaces in the U.S. and in Canada?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore. I remember having the experience where I was in RISD, and because I had to adjust to what people, because when I went to RISD, I went there, and I was like, I remember saying to a friend one morning, what you saying, you know? And he just looked at me with this blank face. And after a few more of those occurrences of just speaking in my dialect and people not understanding me, I started to adapt and speak more clearly. And then I took on, because I had a lot of friends from California. For some reason, people from California are pretty cool. and they say like a lot. So I started to say like what I was on my mind and like and I remember one of my friends who is from Bahamas, who's my roommate, who was at RISD at the time as well, he looked at me and he said, yo, do you realize you say like a lot?
Did you say
like
a
come
lot?
On, man.
But he also said
like what you talking about, man? You know, so after thinking about that and realizing that I did say that, I kind of went through a withdrawal stage coming back home and having to speak clearly and say to people, like, I was just like, oh, I said it again.
Yeah.
But now it's, I guess from going through those experiences, it's you want to speak clearly to people, but I don't break my dialect. My dialect is still very strong. I do say, what's up? Or I do say, what you saying, you know, like they know now, like people know from interacting with me exactly what I'm saying to
helping
them,
to understand what you're saying.
And they kind of echo it back at me. So it's more so me being the influencer instead of being influenced.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think that happens a lot, like, because you went away by, like, it was you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you went on your own. Yeah. Like, I went, my partner and I went there, and we also had, like, a few other Bahamian friends. So it was, I don't know, it was a little different because you ended up, at home, like when you would go to school or whatever, you would try to adjust yourself to fit within the culture there and fit within the system there. Mm-hmm. But like as soon as you leave like the classroom or whatever and you end up like with this person, you kind of switch back. So I don't know, like I actually never really felt the urge to almost like consciously change all the time, but it just was like a subtle progression into, okay, like around certain people, like I have to slow down.
Yeah.
Am I talking or whatever?
Yeah.
But I never was like one of the people that go away and then they go away for 2 months and come back and it's just like, what?
Yeah. I didn't understand that.
Yeah. But, yeah. But I mean, just coming here in general, like you kind of, like I said, you kind of step in and it's like things that you used to feel comfortable in. You're like, hold on, like it's a little bit of like agitation or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just in this particular space. But then you, it's just so being uncomfortable because things change and they weren't how they were before. But that doesn't mean like it still isn't home. Like,
Yeah, because things continue to evolve even while you're away. And then you're evolving in another space and then you sort of have to marry those two new realities, which is that you are who you are now.
Yes.
In a space that is different than it was then.
Right.
No, I totally get that. But you are home and you're home for this fantastic reason, which is that you're in this awesome exhibition at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And all of you, yes, all of you who are listening to this, Well, at least if you're in New Providence, we're not going to like judge you or hold you accountable if you're like in Abaco currently, right? Or like Ragged Island. But if you are in New Providence, you should totally be at the National Art Gallery of Bahamas.
Or Luther, catch the ferry.
Yeah, yeah, he's got ferries.
That's true, 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 true. But I mean, that would be an expensive trip, but it's worth it. It is worth it. And that is to Medium, roots and in practices and spirituality and mysticism. So, Medium, you all are two artists, and you're even having a bit more to do with it because you're going to be doing a special sip and paint with members next Monday.
Yes.
So, this idea of exploring spirituality and religion using art as a vehicle. I mean, obviously, this is a country that's obviously, to, at least for today, is my like, by the way.
Yeah.
I just noticed I've said that like for the third time.
It's okay.
Shouts out to obviously.
It's okay. Hey.
Very famous word.
It's like clearly. We'll go with clearly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my Obama awe. In any case, this is a country that's very religious, very spiritual, very strong spiritual roots, has an abiding respect for Christian values, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's present, right, in the preamble of the Constitution. So what does it mean to you to be participating in an exhibition that's sort of speaking in this very direct way to that history and that element of Bahamian culture that is a really strong theme?
I think it's... I mean, we've had episodes. We've had exhibitions that have spoken to that somewhat. There was one in the past called Kingdom Come.
Yes.
That addressed like those issues, right?
Yep.
But I think with this one, it's definitely like being very direct.
You know,
like we're talking about something that a lot of religions and people of faith, we're talking about spiritual ideas. Mm-hmm. And what I'm constantly realizing when we're speaking about spiritual ideas, how often it is we don't know. It's not something that's tangible or something that we can tame. And it's something that we as artists in a way deal with, but we kind of shy from a bit because you can't control it. It's kind of a lot of I don't knows. It's a lot of unknowns. It's a lot of feelings. It's a lot of just thoughts and expressions of our emotions and what we think about maybe philosophical ideas in religion. And also how we're dealing with it, how it may impact us on a physical level and a social level. So I think it's a very big deal to kind of really be having this conversation because it is such a nebulous conversation. But I think there's a lot of people that are very interested in it and speaking about it in a very healthy way.
Yes.
In a very productive way, and I think that's what this show is offering.
Yeah, it's also offering it in a more personalized way as well, right? Like it isn't kind of like a blanket like religion class in grade 8. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
People have this is like people who've gone out and done things and have different experiences, and then from the roots of religion and learning it in school, have taken those things and have chose to either A, say, you know what, maybe this thing I don't agree with, but I kind of agree with this one and build a different a block around it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that's kind of the more, like, I think that's the most, like, appealing thing about it. And I didn't get a chance to see the exhibition yet, but I hope to actually go and see the works and actually read about, like, the experience and how people interpret the things that they've learned over the past since they were children. Like it's pretty much ingrained, and the things that they've unlearned from it and all of the new stuff that they kind of apply to it as well. So,
and one of the things that I actually find to be quite interesting about this exhibition and also culturally how although obviously there's a very strong haha, there he was again. now I'm going to hear it every time.
I'm just going to start pointing the fingers up. I'll keep going.
Bing. That was six. But in this space in the Bahamas, that, yes, Christianity is incredibly strong in multiple denominations and quite diverse in terms of its expression, but very strong. However, culturally, there are also these other spiritual themes and spiritual practices that I don't think are talked about as often or explored with the same degree of depth. And it was interesting because I was speaking with another artist who was working on a mural project with us, and she commented on, you know, being in school and in the UK and how religion was sort of like you learned about everything. And so she said, you know, I knew that I wasn't going to do great once I discovered here that religion was like strictly basically learning the Bible. She was like, there was just no way that I was going to learn all of this information in time, because her concept of learning religion in a structural way was sort of like Judaism, you know, this quarter, and Buddhism the next, and Hinduism, and really sort of having this exposure. Now, while some of those practices may not be as large and as popular here, there are also these sort of African descended traditions, as well as like Caribbean regional traditions that have various origins that are also being practiced here. And I find it interesting in Medium that you also see that exploration and also how they sort of marry. I mean, even when I think about you know, this side of the planet, and while it was a bit of a forced marriage, right? I mean, with First Nations people here and African descended people and Europeans who would be colonizers and mostly enslavers, there is still sort of this new idea that came into being as a result, and the Bahamas is a part of that story. The rest of the region is a part of that story. And so one of the things that I really do enjoy about Medium is that you do get to have this exploration of that. And while it may not be, it's obviously spoken of and it's clearly spoken of. Like, it works through all sorts of pieces of our reality, whether it's, you know, the communal funeral, or, you know, sometimes the way we think about and expressing certain ideas. I mean, even in something like Donkanu, which we talk about a lot in like a very sort of commercial way, but it has these very
deep-seated roots.
That are really strong and amazing and not just colorful and pretty, but, you know,
And like part of that is to kind of be reflexive and look back at how just try to understand why you do particular things and not just kind of accept it as is. Like, even some of the work, like, I knew, like, some of my work had, like, religious undertones. Like, I feel like every artist has religious undertones here because it's so ingrained into the society here. But it may not be as open as, like, as Jace is saying, as the exhibition is making it. You know what I mean? Like, they're putting it to the forefront. Yeah, like, just even looking back at some of my earlier work and looking about, like, Michelangelo's The Creation of Adam, and how, like, a lot of my works is always, like, these two or three people, like, coming together, like, aesthetically, like, coming together and about to touch, just trying to figure out, and they're about to almost, like, come to each other. And I've done that, like, several times. And at the time, I didn't really notice it. Like, I had, like, other ideas and stories about it. But, yeah, just kind of looking back at it now, it's like wow, like, this stuff is there. Like, it's always good to just try to figure out exactly why you're making these decisions. And you may not notice it right then and there. You might think it's this particular thing, but 5-10 years from now, that context could actually change.
Is it more subtle for you personally, or is it something that's a stronger theme?
Clarify that.
In terms of religion. I know that when Stephen was saying that, he thinks that for most artists, it impacts and informs the way that, or what they're actually creating.
Yeah.
Is it the same for you, and that it's less conscientious, or is it something that's like more palatable, I think, in the forefront.
It is something that is stronger for me. Is stronger for me because for a while, I mean, growing up, my world, the world of art and my world of religion, because I was raised in the church, and I go to church still. I still, you know, practice my faith. But for a long time, it felt like art and this religious world was disconnected, because there is a sense of a great fear in the religious world of art. And at the same time, there's a great fear of the religious world in art, where people in the art world are like, man, church and religion, get that out of here. You know, we don't want to deal with that so on the nose. So what I found myself doing is navigating, kind of learning a language or making up my own language to actually make these two worlds communicate. So I found myself, in a sense, being a mediator between these two worlds.
That's really interesting.
And to where people kind of where they understand the value of both. Because I mean, our history, art and religion were very closely married together.
True.
But the problem that happened was when you had this powerful formula put together and this influence, it kind of became something where the world was impacted in a negative way. So it was like, let's disjoint these two and kind of go our separate ways in a sense. But for me, yeah, it's definitely something where I'm trying to be in my practice a mediator between both.
I get that. Well, we are having a fabulous conversation. And although we are going to break, naturally, you should not go anywhere because we've got Jason McKinney, who was just speaking, and the amazing Stephen Schmidt, who are with us tonight on Blank Canvas. And you should stay tuned. 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. And you can go to guardiantalkradio.com if you want to listen again, or you can head to the NAGB website, www.nagb.org.bs. Click that education menu, scroll down to Blank Canvas, where you can listen to all of our archive shows. We'll see you back in a bit.